seriously popular.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Now we all know their flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing
that? Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Welcome to Straight to the Comments. I'm Josh Peters.
And I'm Archie Manners, and this is the podcast that takes a deep, mysterious look into the world of Mail Online comments.
And while looking at those comments, we read them back to the very people those comments are about.
To see whether they can identify which stories the comments have been left under. And my goodness, the comments are a veritable smorgasbord of joy. Everything from Holly Willoughby's fashion choices to the universal condemnation of Gary Lineker for being a complete,
I quite like Gary Lineker.
The comment section of the Mail Online does not.
Now, believe it or not, Archie, there are 4 million comments left a month under Mail Online stories. Some of them are beautiful, insightful, and some of them just don't make any sense.
It's a real representation of Britain. You've got those that should frankly be in an asylum hospital, and then you've got those who should be running the country.
So, Archie, how this works is our celebrity guests come on. I'm going to read both you and them comments from stories about them. Your job, alongside them, is to try and figure out what those stories are.
Perfect. It sounds like an absolutely flawless concept and brilliant format, and I'm delighted to be here earning money and making it.
Yeah, it's great. So our guests are actually waiting outside, but you don't know who they are, do you?
No, I have absolutely no idea who the guests are this week, or indeed any week. And to be honest, quite often I don't know who they are even when they do come in.
As always, here is a word cloud based on the comments left about them on Mail Online. The bigger the word, the more that comment appeared on the Mail Online.
What fun. The biggest word on here is Strictly, so it's obviously someone who's done Strictly Come Dancing, either as a celebrity or as a professional or as a judge. The second one is Brother, the third is Love Island. That doesn't narrow it down. In the Venn diagram of people who've done Love Island, Strictly Come Dancing, the well-known for being brothers, that's basically got to be AJ and Curtis Pritchard, unless Craig Revel Horwood's got a brother who's somehow been on Love Island.
Well, let's find out. Let's have a look. It's AJ and Curtis! Stoke-on-Trent's finest, AJ and Curtis are both dancers featuring in different versions of Strictly, choreographers and reality show stars. Curtis appeared in Series 5 of Love Island, while AJ is featured in both Britain's Got Talent and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Welcome, AJ and Curtis! Now, you're not twins, but you are brothers, but you bear a very striking resemblance, and you've come in matching shirts.
They look completely different.
No, one
looks about 15 years older than the other.
Yeah. And it's the wrong way around.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I'm the younger one.
Are you the younger one?
Yeah, I'm the younger one.
So who's your dad?
The milkman, we always believe. Yeah. I've always said this, to be fair, because everyone's so small in my family, bar me.
Yeah, because AJ won't mind me saying, you are quite a small man.
Well, I'm compact. I'm like diamonds, small and secure and strong, valuable.
AJ, I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't say you're small. I'd say you're regular height. I'd say you're Archie's height.
No, on his
he's
rider
definitely
for this,
smaller
it was,
than me.
Can I have a booster seat, please? Yeah. That was, yeah.
Hey, I think they asked you to put your chair up, not mine. Let's just go back to that.
They actually did, to
I've
be
got
fair.
A long body, short legs.
But that just sounds even weirder.
The ultimate question is, who is the better dancer?
Right. Well, who's got more trophies? That's all that really matters in life, isn't it?
Technically, I will go with that. AJ is the better dancer, but
he's definitely more famous for dancing.
I will give him that. He is more famous.
Kurt's
for dancing.
More famous in like other countries for different things.
Yeah. What have you been up to in different countries?
That is very true. Actually, I've got a couple of things that went viral. Celebs go dating. Me and Chloe had a lovely little dance on one of the beds one time, and that hit about 100 million views. That
on which website?
India. India loves you. Apparently,
we were
shagging.
No, we weren't even. No. We had half clothes on, I think.
Were you just dancing
provocatively, and then...
What do they call it on Love Island? Doing bits.
Well, no, I believed I was Magic Mike for a moment. So I really went full in, you know, with the slide across the floor, you know, the spread the legs, yeah. Really get down dirty and deep, but without, obviously, touching anything and all consent and everything. Right. Yeah.
Just say that to my face, would you?
Anyway, moving on to the show.
Yes.
Guys, how it works is I read out the comments on a story and you, alongside Archie, have to guess from those comments what the story is.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But full disclosure, we've known AJ for a few years.
Yeah.
So we know quite a lot about his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Now, these stories might be about either of you. See if you can recognize the moment in either of your lives. Archie is going to help or hinder, as he has got no ideas what the stories are either.
I have a blank script.
It's redacted.
Good to know.
Are you guys ready?
We're ready, but is Archie intentionally hindering or just...
Depends how interesting you are, really. I'll just be sniping from the sidelines.
Okay, so the first story. This is the first comment from Georgia Tara, who's in Holland Park.
Curtis, meet your future.
Curtis, meet your future. It sounded almost eerie.
Georgia from Holland Park, more to the point.
It's a strange accent for Georgia from Holland Park, production. Georgia from Holland Park is clearly changed sex.
Curtis, meet your future.
Do you know the random thing? I've got this weird image in my head of Curtis walking past Holland Park and she steps in front of me and goes, meet your future.
But this is what I have in my head.
It's not even a story, it's just some weird
in a really deep voice with an Adam's apple and a wig.
Okay, let's go on to the next comment from N Hart.
Don't see any resemblance, only see publicity wanted.
So this has got to be some kind of story about you looking like someone.
Mm.
Who does Curtis look like, do you think, AJ?
Right, I have been told from a side angle...
No, he doesn't.
Do look like Captain America from a side angle.
Who's Captain America?
The producers are now laughing in the mics at me.
Let's give you the third comment from Glenn Rowe in Green, Ireland.
Hilarious. Totally looks like Curtis.
Yeah, so I was right. It's some kind of resemblance.
Right, okay.
Do you have a lookalike, a doppelganger?
Apparently you do.
Yes, I think I do. Guy in Love Island looked like me that came on a series.
He's never been on Love Island. No, the person who looks like Curtis.
Oh. I was going to go because every year they book the same cast, but just with
different
names.
Faces. Yeah.
They kind of all look the same, don't they?
I don't know what this is.
Who else do you look like?
I'm going to have to probably give you a clue.
Yeah, please give us a clue because I'm genuinely stuck. I can't think.
He's very funny and he's quite chatty.
Archie Manners.
No. He's a chatty man.
Oh, you look like Alan Carr. Yes, you do. That's brilliant. That's fantastic. You do look just like Alan Carr.
Do I actually?
Yes,
like Alan
and,
Carr?
I mean that as offensively as it sounds.
The headline is Alan Carr, 43, shocks fans with his uncanny resemblance to Love Island star Curtis Pritchard, 24, in throwback me at 20 photo challenge. And I've seen the photo. You wouldn't believe it. Alan Carr was a hunk.
Can I get the photo? Whoa. I actually remember this now.
Oh my God.
That
I
does look
do
just
this.
Like you.
You know what? I agree with that as well. I full on can go with that.
Do that smile quickly for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So now you've seen your future. We now know what Georgia from Holland Park was talking about.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he's very successful, so I can't complain.
Yeah, he's also Butters. I mean, no, like, he's not good. I could say this to his face. He's an ugly old queen, isn't he? Like,
when
I mean,
money can buy your happiness, right?
When did this article come out?
Well, how old are you now? You were 24 when it was written.
27, I feel like. That's just after Love Island, that was. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
After.
Well, great.
I love how Alan Carr's gone back and found a photo. He's sat there scrolling on his phone.
Yes, for some publicity.
I'm sure because I look like hair. Him. It's my hair. That's what it is. Though. Yeah. When
it's
I was in Love Island,
hair.
I had big hair.
It's not the hair. It's not the hair. It's the face.
It's a slightly chubby face that Alan Carr has. No, look, he does.
If you've got Archie making fun of your physical appearance, you don't have much
you're
to worry
screwed.
About.
You're fine. No.
Hold your horses.
Okay, moving on to the next story. The first comment is from Sim0219, and the location just says near you.
Can I have AJ's underwear, please, for a friend?
What?
Is this a request you get off
on
AJ?
What's weirder is it's near you. What? Where am I?
Is this something to do with Strictly?
Well, it's definitely something to do with something like that, yeah. Mm. Is this something to do with...
Or is it SAS? Showering.
Let's go with the next comment. The next comment is from Simon B, somewhere in Antarctica.
I don't change mine until they get crusty.
So this is AJ's underwear. Yeah.
And apparently he doesn't change it until it gets crusty.
How often do you change your underwear?
Every day.
Do you often get requests on Instagram for like underwear and things like that?
See, now I've had requests for...
I've had some really weird stuff.
Oh, really?
I think the weirdest one, we were doing the arena tour, it was like at the O2. And I don't even know why production allowed us to get through like security barriers. I got sent a bag and it had a teddy bear in there with a nappy on. And the nappy looked like it... wasn't fresh.
No way.
And there was comments wrote all on the nappy, like semi-message, and the seat number wrote down on the nappy and her mobile number wrote on the nappy. I was like, who in security thought, you know what, we're just gonna allow this to get through to you?
I don't know, it's quite an ingenious way to but get there was your number
also, to someone. It's revolting. Yeah. Someone sent you a pooey nappy on a teddy bear.
Homemade food in there. No. Who would have thought to allow homemade food?
What were they, like chocolate frosted logs?
If it's not from Gales, I don't touch it.
Still no one got any idea what this is about.
It's obvious. I reckon it talks of a showering scene on SAS.
I feel like on SAS, you know, because we
were both naked. That sounds even worse.
Because on SAS, you're in the Middle East, we kind of get sand, dirt, everything. You get to it, and then not
You weren't actually in the SAS, we should clarify. We were in the Middle East. We were just tackling ISIS for a long weekend. Shot a couple of them, came back home.
Declassified missions that we're about to tell you.
Did you do SAS together?
We did do it together.
SAS Who Dares Wins. You're on the Channel 4 show where they take celebrities and.
And there's a scene at the end, and then it's kind of like in the shower, like, I've taken all my clothes on, but I just need to get this dirt off me, and they're throwing everything everywhere, and maybe somebody wants the underwear. I don't know. I can't remember this clearly.
Thank you for that story, but that is not the correct answer. No. We're going to go on to comment number 3 from Ronnie Reggie from Lancaster.
Never heard of anyone catching COVID via their undies.
So you've got crusty underwear. Sounds like you're smelling them because that's one way of getting COVID. And either way, this has to be obviously in the past two to three years.
I'm going to give you a clue. This involved Jordan North, the story.
From Help I Sexted My Boss.
So it's on I'm a Celeb.
Oh, yeah.
So then it's obviously like... What is probably another shower scene, to be honest.
God, have you made an entire career out of getting your kit off on national television?
No, because there was that story, wasn't there? Like, I thought I'd closed all the curtains and then I've got naked in the shower as you would do and wash yourself.
Oh, and you are fully on camera.
And I'm fully on camera. I didn't realise. And I'm putting all the clothes back on and I'd thrown some underwear away. So I think it must have come from that sort of story, that sort of parameter.
The answer is, I'm a Celebrity Bosses remind stars to wash to keep COVID at bay after AJ Pritchard and Jordan North admitted they wore the same pants for 3 days.
That's revolting.
But what choice do you have in the jungle?
Really,
he wasn't in the jungle. He was in Wales. He was on the kind of Lego version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
40 minutes away from our actual home as well.
If I was in Australia, I'd be
Mum could have come over and done the washing.
It's going to be warm. You can wash them and then you can let them dry.
I know, AJ.
We're just going to pause now because Mrs. Pritchard's going to come and take AJ's dirty laundry away.
I'm on your side here. I don't think there's anything wrong with re-wearing your pants if you're on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I think there's certain things are going to happen, and if it's going to happen, that's definitely one of them on that
100%.
Show.
I'm with you.
Because somebody cleaned their underwear in one of the trays that we cooked with, and I was like...
Who did that?
That's a no-no.
That is a bit.
That's a no-no.
Who was it? Who did that?
I mean, just a bit of extra seasoning, really, for the food.
Who was it?
That is...
Jessica Plummer. And she cleaned her underwear in one of the mess things.
He's still angry about it. Look at his face.
When it got to the point of... even Shane Ritchie was peed off about it. He was like, that's vile. That's disgusting. And then I'm the one the next day cleaning the pans, and I did a proper job, obviously, on that story itself.
You say that to my face, would you?
Moving on to the next story. This one's from Wombler in Wimbledon.
Didn't they say that they want to be the new Anton Deck? Lol.
Right, there's a dog next to us. There's a picture of us two stood together. This is the front page of this press article. And
you know the story already?
Yeah.
There's got to be more than one comment claiming that you want to be the next Anton Deck.
There's a lot of
possibly
comments.
But there is...
I need a headline, roughly. You're a visual person, aren't you? Visual
Curtis.
Learner.
Yeah, I am. I am dyslexic.
Curtis!
I'm visualising it.
Curtis!
AJ and Curtis.
Have you ever said in an interview you want to be the next Anton Deck?
I've never said I want to be the next Anton Deck. I've multiple times said that they're at the pinnacle. Like, that's who you set your target on. Yeah. Like, that's the mark.
So I think that comment's throwing you slightly. Let's go to the next comment from Kimber Surprise in Glasgow.
It's so bad, it's good. Absolutely comedy gold. Memes for days.
Okay, we all know what this is. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time on this
Hollyoaks.
Straight to the comments episode to talk about the career highlight of AJ and Curtis Pritchard.
It's something to do with Hollyoaks.
The headline is, AJ and Curtis Pritchard finally speak out amid Hollyoaks backlash. Brothers claim they had no idea that soap stars and viewers have branded their acting agonizing to watch.
That's a lie. That comment, because I knew how agonizing it was to watch.
And I'm still proud of it
from day one.
I watched a thing on YouTube this morning called Try Not to Laugh Challenge 19 minutes of AJ and Curtis on Hollyoaks.
Wow, somebody's done an edit.
It's a compilation of the best slash worst bits.
AJ coming on to the merry-go-round.
It's the merry-go-round going, Trish thought she'd get married. She doesn't know what's going on. And you going,
what time to call this? Mum won't be happy.
I want to hear the story. So, when did you decide to go on Hollyoaks? How did it work?
And we went on Hollyoaks when it was COVID time, so it was a really weird scenario. So,
they just said there's a dancing role in Hollyoaks that's here, and we need somebody that's going to come and like steal Trish's dance school, basically,
and her little black book of contacts. It's a hell of a storyline.
Yeah, it really
it's got
is
everything. Shakespeare.
So funny. I've never been on a soap, and I actually did watch Hollyoaks when it was like back forever when I was younger. I've never understood soap stories changing so quickly. Now I understand it. We went on, we had a whole script that you'd learn, like you would do if you'd turn up something. And then they went, okay, we're going to change the script. Every scene, I was like, how can you have a storybook that changes fluidly as you move? It was hilarious.
I will state, our acting on that was GCSE grade quality.
Have you had any formal acting training, either of you?
No, not for that. We GCSE. Had that was literally thrown into the deep end, that bad boy.
Sorry, I think if you did have formal acting training, you might want your money back. Yeah. So there's the scene of you, particularly in the house Trish scene went multi-viral. Twitter loved it. I mean, to be honest, for Hollyoaks, it got more press for Hollyoaks. I mean, they were delighted. Yeah, it was so bad, it was good.
They said it got more press for Hollyoaks than they've ever had before. We were like, well, thank you. You can have us back on when you want.
Can we see if you'd be any better acting if it was a radio show? I'm going to give you the two lines that you have to say. Right?
You've just been Googling the lines.
I'm finding the lines. And we're going to just see whether there's any improvement.
The fact of the matter, the Kurt's just gone to prepare himself.
So I'm going to play... I'm going to play the original now to you, and then I want you to react to hearing the original, and we'll see if you've got any better since COVID.
I'm going to think you forgot about what Mum said. Probably stop whinging.
What would Mum say?
True.
Probably stop whinging. True. How's Trish?
She thought she was about to get engaged. Couldn't have been further from the truth.
Well, okay, let's try that. So, quiet, please, and scene.
I was beginning to think that you forgot about me. What would Mum say?
Probably stop whinging.
Yeah, true. Oh, how's Trish?
She thought she was about to get engaged. Couldn't have been further from the truth.
Oh, I loved it! We're back!
Sick.
Bring us back! Nobody's killed us,
us back.
Yeah!
We're here. You haven't killed us off. Trish, is she still in?
Yeah. It is incredible how hard it is but no one understands, I don't think, how actually hard it is to just be normal when you're acting.
Acting is fucking so hard work. Unless you're a qualified actor.
Yeah.
Having said that, that was nativity worthy. I mean, that was sick.
I tried to get exactly how we did it last time.
When you recorded it, did you think you'd done a good job? Like, did you think we smashed that?
I thought it was cold outside.
Weren't thinking about it too much.
Yeah, no, I didn't really think of it too much. I knew that... I just saw it's a very short part in there.
Thing is, the one thing that I did on this, I was like, I got a deep dive into, because I was like, Kurt, you've been streamed in India hundreds of millions of times. We're not like thousands, millions and millions. I was like, it's amazing. Why are we not like hitting that market?
We still do get people come up to us and say, you know what? Your acting on Hollyoaks was amazing.
We always
better
get
than a lot of people on there.
I think
I love them people, all right?
Yeah. That's what's really unfair is that it's been clipped out and you can take clips from any of those soaps because they're churning through episodes. EastEnders is filming every single day.
Yeah, that's completely true. Well, if you could have your time back, would you have done that again?
Yes.
Yeah.
How much were you paid for it?
Nothing.
In pro rata to your millions of views, yes.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing.
Because I genuinely thought, you know, this could be quite interesting just to give it a go and see what's what. Let's see. Yeah.
Do you think Hollyoaks did this on purpose? Did they know that you were going to be bad at acting and did they do that as a publicity stunt, or was it just a...
That's a vicious but brilliant question.
I'd say it's definitely a publicity stunt because they're bringing on two 100% non-actors publicity. That are supposedly 100%. Celebrities onto their programmes. So it's a definite publicity
It's a win-win
stunt.
For them.
Yeah.
You're good, you get PR...
Yeah.
You're bad, you get more PR.
You're really good like us, and then you get even better PR.
Did we bring you laughter and joy?
Yes.
Winning.
Thank you.
Well, with all that excitement, I think we need a break. Perhaps we could do it as Hollyoaks characters. And now it's time for break.
How's Trish?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hold your horses.
Welcome back to Straight to the Comments with me, Archie.
And me, Josh.
Our guests this week are dancing reality stars and well-known actors, AJ and Curtis Pritchard. So you are brothers. Is it fair to say that AJ became famous sort of first?
Yes.
And then with Strictly Come Dancing, and then you went on Love Island and became even more famous.
Yeah.
Is there a competitiveness between you?
No, truthfully, because we sort of plan to work together, so if I do more, it's better for him. If he does more, it's better for me, type thing.
Because I've got this idea that like you have like a joint bank account in my head.
What, do you get a bit silly with money, Curtis?
No, if it's a business money, I ain't going to touch any of that stuff. But my own money, absolutely.
What's the most stupid thing you've ever bought with your own money?
I will tell you what, and this is when I had no money. I have just done I'm a dancer at this point, and I've just done a demonstration, a dance show in front of loads of people. It's a charity event.
This is a corker.
Yeah, so we got paid £500 between me and my dance partner, and I had no money at this point. And it was an auction. We got paid the £500. I'd just done my dance, and the auction thing happened after. And no one was bidding on one of these things.
Oh, God.
So I thought to myself, oh, it's for charity. Come on, let's up it. So I go, £500. And then no one bids.
What was the prize?
A pair of boxing gloves.
No, it gets worse.
Ray Leonard's boxing gloves.
It gets worse.
With no seal of improvement. Yeah.
No signature. So they could just be a pair of boxing gloves who somebody signed, so you can't even sell them afterwards.
Someone went to JD Sports with a Sharpie and just squiggled on them.
I'm going to say that is probably one of the most stupid things, but the money went to charity. So
now, what's it like watching each other in other shows? So AJ, when you were on I'm a Celeb, Curtis, what was it like watching your brother on the world's or the nation's biggest show?
Hard, because I was doing Celebs Go Dating at the time, so
which
we didn't
is not
have
the nation's
TV.
Biggest show.
Yeah, no, it isn't. And I actually couldn't really watch him that much.
That's fine. Kurt doesn't watch my TV.
What about
shows.
When Curtis was on Love Island?
Oh, I watched every single show. I'd run his social media wherever I was in the world, kept the news stories going.
Because you were on one of the bigger series, like Love Island, obviously, it's always a massive show, but it was very big
Insane.
When you were on it.
Proudly
it was
possibly one of the biggest series. Yeah. Producers came to me at the end and said, you've got the most hours ever actually on the TV.
So who else were you with? Who were you coupled up with on Love Island?
My journey was with Amy to start with, then Casra Moore happened, and my head turned to some other lady.
By the way, I've got to ask you this. Is there some sort of brainwashing that happens before where they say, you've got to say things like pull for a chat, turn head, and got to text? Are there like words you have to use?
No, there isn't. But right, okay, so imagine you're in this environment where you're not allowed to talk about the outside world, anything that's going on. You're only allowed to talk about what's going on in there and who's there. Now, you just get told like, oh, it's time, there's enough cameras for you to maybe pull Joanna for a conversation.
Right.
You know, go and grab her for a conversation.
What was the food? I'm always interested in stuff you don't see on camera,
cracking,
right?
Lovely food.
So three meals a day?
Well, two meals a day that are cooked, and then we can have breakfast, but we cook that ourselves. So we have a catering service come in for lunchtime and for dinner time.
And they don't film that, so what happens there?
No filming there, so we split the tables. We have a guy's table and a girl's table, so we're not allowed to talk about anything that's going on in the show, purely for the reason that, let's say, you and me are together, and then we're having dinner, and we have have a massive argument, so we loved each other, and now we hate each other.
Right. That would be a problem.
On camera, they'll see they love each other, now they hate each other. Oh, yeah. They're a little bit split personality.
I've got a little list going down here. So I'm smoking. I'm not considering doing Love Island. They've asked, obviously, many, many times. but I've smoked 20 a day. How does that work?
So I believe in the first series, they could smoke
yes,
in
and
there,
they showed
and
it.
And then they tried to make it more
PG.
Can we
just talk about the smoking thing?
Yeah.
Okay, this really does pee me off when it comes down to TV shows. Because the smokers feel like they've got this hierarchy. Because they
know what you're going to say here. This is true.
Next time I do a TV show, I'm just going to say I smoke.
Because smokers that don't, non-smokers even say they're smokers.
We're doing I'm a Slab or any show, even SAS.
Yeah.
I need to go have a smoke break. So they get to go out of the camera zone and
out
sit down for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, have a cigarette, feel calm with themselves, whatever they want to do, and then come back into
off,
the show. Mic's off, like, I'm just going to say I smoke next time. Walk outside, light a cigarette, put it on the floor and say, this is my meditation time. Like when you feel like you're trapped, sometimes that 5-10 minutes.
It can just
like,
be a really important
you're
release.
Yeah. And it sounds so weird, but your safety net in all these shows, if you're ever going to do like big reality shows, is the toilet. That's the only place you can sit down in the toilet and nobody can get to you.
Yeah. But there's still a camera filming you on the toilet. It's just a security camera.
But you just sat there.
I want the rushes of that. That would be a great show. A compilation of celebrities having a poo from the greatest reality shows of the last decade.
Well, that wouldn't
from
be
Anne Widdecombe to AJ Pritchard from that security camera. That would be a great Channel 5 show.
I guarantee a lot more happens than just that in the toilet.
What else?
Well, it's the only place, for example, on Love Island, you can go and relieve yourself in all
many different kinds of
So, did you masturbate? How often did you masturbate on Love Island?
I think I did it once, truthfully.
Only once? Yeah. Did you have sex on Love Island?
No.
So you had one wank in 9 weeks?
Yes, yeah. And then 25 on the day that I got out.
We should do... there should be a gay Love Island.
Yes.
That would be good.
Yeah.
You could split them into tops and bottoms. Casa Amor. It would be chaos. Yeah. Wouldn't it be good?
Yeah.
Or a bi Love Island.
A bi Love Island. That would be amazing.
The one.
A thruple Love Island. Like, do you think it will move out of...
Love Island is going to, I believe.
I think like old Love Island would be great. Love Island for the over 60s.
I believe there will be a lot of...
Just do it on the Isle of Wight.
That concept of like any sort of dating show, it's like people love to watch people be inquisitive. And I think more strange, the more weird it is. Like people are just like, they do love it.
They do. Okay, moving on to the next story. The first comment is from a Maddie girl from London.
Couple of wet blankets.
That was it.
That's a description of his bedroom on Love Island.
Should have dried him.
It's not giving you a lot, that one.
No,
let's go to
the
next comment from Twyford Lady, who's in Reading.
Why not enroll in a self-defence class? Karate is great.
This cannot be
Could
to
be
do
the
with...
story of us getting jumped in a nightclub.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, I remember this. Because
it can't be that story.
It's related to that.
I remember this. You went on This Morning having... Basically, your ability to turn what was essentially a very small nightclub fight into a major national news story to get airtime was seriously sensational
and
PR.
And I believe that actually got me Love Island
really?
As well. I genuinely believe
so
that.
So the story happened. Yeah. The story was someone was just a bit rude to you in a nightclub. Next morning, you're on Lorraine... This morning, front page of the papers.
Am I misremembering? I thought AJ got punched or something.
I ended up in hospital, had to have an operation on my knee.
It was really sad because we were in our local town, so we'd gone to see our friends in a bar, literally stood on dance floor dancing with two of our other friends, which are in the forces actually, and they just went to the toilet, came and eight people literally just jumped us.
I was here,
from
AJ
all
there.
Sides.
I got pushed, they all go to AJ, I just stand in front of AJ, boom, boom, boom.
And then
you were just the body bag.
Pretty much.
And then the really sad thing was, so the bouncers all had body cams on, they turned the body cams off, the bouncers shouted the names of the boys who ran out the back of the club, they knew exactly who they were. It was really messed up.
No,
how do you feel now, you fucking wanker?
Yeah, well, fine, he got Love Island off the back of it.
It was a real touchy
subject. Punch me for a media... You can punch me as much as you like if it gives me a media career like he's got.
Because I believe it put me onto the front page of the paper, then they realised AJ Strictly, they always like to have somebody on Love Island with that like a little bit of a famous brother and stuff. They saw that me, he's not too bad looking, I'd say, boom, Love Island came.
This particular headline is related to the story you just told, but that's not the full story. Let's have the third comment from Anonymous, who lives in Unknown.
All the haters spewing their own jealousy on here. Got the same attitude as the attackers, really.
So something happened after this event, which made people call you a couple of wet blankets. No, I mean, you were close enough. The headline is, Strictly's AJ Pritchard hires bodyguard to make him feel safe again after he and his brother Curtis were attacked by eight yobs in club.
Wasn't it to do with tour? Wasn't it just our driver? That's what I think that was related to. I think it was because we had our driver and he walked around with us. So then people said that we'd hired a bodyguard.
Curtis, I'm not going to lie, it looks a lot like AJ might have hired a bodyguard. Just based on his reaction.
Or he just did, yeah.
If he just walked two steps behind him, he looks just like...
I was going to say, if anyone's over 5 foot tall, they look like a bodyguard next to AJ. Yeah, yeah.
So wait, did you hire a bodyguard?
No.
Have you ever had a bodyguard?
No. I've had quite a few. On like Love Island, they give you a close protection agent straight afterwards.
Two each to each person because you come off that program like Beyonce.
How long do you get one for? You're not quite like Beyonce, no. Yeah.
But this is why people then come off it and think that they are so amazing because you walk through the airport and there's about 100, 200 people at the airport and they just jump on you.
Yeah. Security. Well, that's because everybody knows you're on a flight coming home. Of course they're going to wait at the airport.
But this is what I'm saying, it's like coming out. So this is why people get really big headed and this is why they give us security because people follow us for at least a month after it everywhere.
You say that to my face, would you?
On to the next story. This is from Sword of Damocles.
Sword of Damocles, is a sword. It's a phrase. I can't be able to explain it.
Gorgeous boys. Thought they were both the same height. I'll take the one in the fun size.
The fun size or the front size?
I think the fun size. I think he's talking about the pocket rocket AJ Pritchard. Yeah.
What's the Oh, so that's the fun.
Can I just say the team here, that could very easily be a woman, but they've given him a very creepy voice. Sword of Damocles.
I don't think a woman's calling herself Sword of Damocles.
It could easily be.
Could be.
Have you ever been described as a fun size?
You know what? This is a first for me, and now I know.
Let's go to comment number two from Mac73 in Central United Kingdom.
Anton Deck, watch out, you are curtains.
What?
So this is another We're Going to Be Anton Deck story, which apparently you guys haven't planted at all, as proposed the first half. Were you excited when it appeared that Anton Deck's career might be over a few years ago? Yeah, AJ and Curtis' Saturday Night Takeaway.
What's happening right now is you are hearing a literal projection of Archie's hopes and dreams. Let's go on to the next comment from Pocket Drogon in York.
AJ was gorgeous in Strictly, but now, oh dear, somewhat cringeworthy. That's how you actually say it, millennials. Cringe is a noun, not an adjective.
Why are you giving them creepy gay... They're kind of people you'd meet in a gay sauna who've spent like 4 days there going, oh, he's gorgeous. You could have given them any voice and you've made them sound like utter creeps just perving on AJ.
It's like talking about a show, but I don't know what the show would be other than Back to Hollyoaks again.
Something post-Strictly. It's not Hollyoaks. We've done that.
So then you've done I'm a Celeb and then you do...
It was a very nice thing SAS. You did.
Oh, you do quite a lot of charity work, don't you?
We do loads of charity work.
Well, it was nicely ambitioned. I don't know if what you created was actually nice or not.
Could it have been?
There we go. Well done.
Through lockdown, we thought nobody's doing anything. Let's try and get the nation dancing and let's try and just raise some money. Stand up and dance, weekly dance classes.
Yeah. I actually saw that. It was very good.
The catchphrase was dance the COVID away, was it?
Yeah, it was.
I don't think that was the catchphrase.
Definitely was not.
They didn't stand up and say dance the COVID away. It's not like the rain dance. COVID, go away, come back another day.
Yeah, we'll go with that. The headline was, former Strictly star AJ Pritchard and brother Curtis wear pyjamas as they teach first set of moves to their dress-up dance donate routine.
Yeah, we did it in pyjamas, silly suits, and some other random things, I think. Yeah.
Twice, I lived in my pyjamas the whole of them months. Mm.
Question, in the press, are you more often referred to as AJ's brother or are you more often referred to as Curtis's brother? Which way around
depends
does it go?
Depends what the headline of the story is.
So it's not like...
Vice versa.
It really depends, yeah. And it depends what demographic's going to talk to us as well, because sometimes people will say, oh, you're AJ's brother, or oh, you're Curtis's brother.
Recently in an article, I got referred to as Archie's South African friend. So it said, high-end posh magician and his South African friend. So I'm just trying to figure out how this works, because that upset me quite a bit.
Well, get used to it.
Well, we just do AJ and Curtis, because alphabetical order, A and then C.
Yeah, so also, yeah,
normally
Curtis and AJ sounds wrong.
It doesn't roll right.
Basically, I'm trying to get a sense of who the press think generates more clicks, but you think it's a pretty even race.
Who's had the worst press?
I'm going to say me, possibly.
You've had some of the funniest press.
But that is because I've come from a Love Island programme and AJ came from Strictly Come Dancing.
So therefore,
they just view you as two different people anyway. And they write stories in two different ways about you.
Yeah, but the difference is, like, if you are coming from a show like Love Island and you've got nothing behind you, no profession, like, you are a professional dancer, you've got that, like, the respect is there.
I was going to say, it's quite cutting.
If you've not got a background, and I think that's some things that kind of sometimes, like, well, you should have a profession.
You say that to my face, would you?
On to the next story. Comment number one is from Georgia, 1970 in the West Midlands.
She's ancient, then.
Mm. AJ was right. They were filthy.
That's not his pants again,
are
they?
I was going to say, they're his underwear.
Well, let's go to the next comment from Catherine in Grimsby.
Like father, like son, not likable characters.
I've seen your dad. He's very nice.
How dare you talk about my father like that?
Your dad seems very friendly.
Yeah, that's very nice.
That is lovely.
Let's go to the third comment from Lanx Lord in Lancashire.
Why would you name your kids after you? Makes it so confusing figuring out who's talking about who.
People do think that you're called Adrian.
Well, I'm not.
I know.
What is your real name?
My first name is Alex. Yeah. And my middle name is Joseph. Yeah. And dad's just always called me AJ.
This is going to be hard to get, so I'm going to give it to you. This is about an argument about dishes on I'm a Celeb, and the headline was, I'm a Celebrity, Shane Ritchie's son brands AJ Pritchard a little bitch. Ooh. In furious Instagram video after dancer riled with soap star over cleaning.
Oh, brilliant, 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 this one, yeah.
What happened?
So we had them mess tins, and obviously they're metal, stainless steel, so if you've got a wire brush, you can clean them, so they're clean, like anybody would want a clean dish.
The passion in his voice here, guys. Yeah.
He's still angry again. Yeah. It's obviously a scarring experience.
No, but if you're going to clean something, you do the job properly.
Yeah.
And he obviously just cleaned them the night before, but didn't.
Especially in that environment,
like,
as well.
Throughout the day, there was lots of rats and stuff throughout in Wales. So if you left food out, the rats would come and then we'd have to bin everything.
Revolting.
So if a rat's kind of, it's the only reason why it's come to that area is if there's been food left on pan. So I cleaned it properly. And then I think on the outside, obviously the edit was like, you're exhausted, like you clean your pans. And the edit was me walking past him or something, like maybe looking at towards him or in that direction. And I think the son then made a whole thing of it. He did a PR jump, didn't he?
Who is Shane Ritchie?
He was Coronation Street.
I'm being told he's an actor and comedian. There are. So those of you like me who don't know who he is, he's an actor and comedian.
What does his son do for a living? Who did
comment
the
about AJ
video,
on Instagram, I think.
Not stupid.
Pretty much it.
I do remember him jumping on that bandwagon as well, actually, straight away. I remember him commenting and really getting involved and being angry about it. Yeah.
Went after the fun-sized brother. Well, that is you guys done. Thank you to AJ and Curtis for being our guests today. Has that made you more or less likely to want to read the comments?
I've never read them anyway, so.
Maybe I should try and remember the titles better. That's what I need to do.
You know what? It's actually made me want to read some of them because some of them are quite good comments, actually. I'll give it to them. I will give it to them.
Well, thank you to all our listeners out there in the podcast universe. Press the subscribe button if you like. Don't if you don't. And please say something hugely complimentary or aggressively unpleasant about us. Either way, please remember to always go
straight to the comments.
Ciao.
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing that?
Even all right.
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Sidebar. Borderline National Treasure Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of. The showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore.
I just gently squeezed his arm.
You were going to say then? Oh. You gently squeezed his what?
If third time's a charm and diamonds are a girl's best friend, then it's fair to say that Gemma's minted if it does go pear-shaped.
Oh, babe, I've been tickled more than once.
I've never seen anyone so excited about freshly turned soil before, possibly apart from Alan Titchmarsh.
Frankie, bless her, stepped back in her 10-inch platforms onto my foot and broke my toe.
Help!
And Beaker Mod revealed she falls asleep with her eyes open.
How can you sleep with your eyes open?
I'm doing it now.
Boring the arse off me.
Don't forget, week in, week out. Bye, 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 bye.